Hope I get to see it someday. Yeah. Just know that everything gonna be perfect. Ezekiel already wrote it, very simple on how he worded. Yeah. Everything flawless, most high always flawless. I stick to the script because I really know who the boss is. Put it together. Created the world.
Yeah.
No other God. So I never settle.
No.
I ain't even tripping because the Father gonna work it out. Just like back in Egypt when the Father brought us out. Yeah. He did it before. He gonna do it again. We gonna have it again.
Yeah.
I'm sick of living like we never count. We need our home like the word in our mouth. I hope I get to see it someday. Yeah. I wanna see Jerusalem. Yeah. Hope I get to see it someday.
See it someday.
Yeah.
Look here, man. I got back yesterday. Hey, I called the boss, man, up, told him I want my job back, right?
Right.
A girl no going around talking about, they seen the video, man. You put that on social media. I told you don't put that shit on. Anyway, she saw that shit, right? And then she was talking about, oh, I thought you was a brave man. Somebody used that. And then you so scared of a little old kangaroo. Now the kids going around in the hall passing by me, talking about, cry, baby, shut your mama, kid. All that old shit. But you know what? I came back out here in the day car, told my boss, man, I want my job back to let my girl know I ain't scared of no motherfucking kangaroo. That's why. You see what I'm at, though?
That right.
I'm out in the goddamn wood.
That right.
I got in my hand this time.
That right.
Goddamn chainsaw.
That right.
With some motherfucking wool jump out this
what you going? What you ain't going?
Goddamn right. I want them wool jump out of this motherfucker with me. Don't do that shit no goddamn more. Show this up, but she can see this now. You recording me this time? I want her to see this shit. Yeah, baby. I'm out in the wood. I ain't running for nothing, baby. Look at me now. You got a brain, motherfucker, man. And I got a chainsaw in my hand, goddamn it. Shit. What this motherfucker?
Hey. Right up there. Oh, shit. What the fuck that is?
Huh?
What that is? Don't move.
What?
Don't move. You see that?
I told you that. I told you that.
Man, look. I'm going to drop my phone, man. What the fuck that was?
I don't know what the fuck that was. You see that? I seen it, dog.
Where the fuck Moses at? I see.
God damn, man. No, bro, you can't show this now. No, you can't show this now. Fuck that now. Hell no. You can't show this. Look, man. Now, did you see? Did you believe me now? Did you believe me? Did you see that shit?
I believe, but I
told you that,
mother. But I don't believe you.
Don't worry about this.
I don't believe.
No, put that down there. I don't even motherfucking know now.
Hey,
I pissed on my goddamn self.
Something was in there.
Now, look, I told him that when I went in there, man, I know I want my job back, man.
Hey, something in there, bro.
Something in there, bro.
Something in there, bro.
I ain't, bro.
I know damn. That man pissed on his. He peed on himself, dog.
Been working this motherfucker 2 days.
You done peed on yourself.
Don't worry about it.
Bro,
you take your ass through that motherfucker, bro. You can't try that through that fucker. Hey. Today, look, I'm telling you something. Dad seen the motherfucker. I was behind him.
Did you see anything, Derek? I see it.
I seen it.
I don't know.
How come he ain't peed?
That don't work. Cornbread eating ass motherfucker, man. You take your ass through that. You ain't
got to
worry about coming out no goddamn more. You can't give me the key to your motherfucking car, cause I need a ride home anyway.
Hey,
I eat your motherfucking ass up.
No, listen.
Goddamn it. Fuck that shit.
You
gotta tell me. I tell you what, dude. I quit, and I ain't coming back to this shit.
Hey.
He was that fucking.
Hey, you
man,
can't.
Fuck that shit. I'm gone, man.
Ain't
been doing that goddamn shit, man.
Stick up
on me and shit out here,
what
man.
What you doing with the shovel, man?
I gotta see the motherfucker.
You gotta work that machine.
Right? You sneak it up behind me when I told you I seen a little snake running through there, and then you scared me. Don't fucking scare me like that.
If you was on the machine, I wouldn't have scared you because you'd have been doing
up.
Your
if
job.
I find you,
you over there
going
like this. What's
when
that doing?
Find you something to do.
What's that doing?
Shit, go in and find you something to do. Don't come fuck with
my
me.
My job
man.
Is to get you to
shit.
Do it.
Goddamn, don't fuck with me with that bullshit, man. Scaring me and shit, man. Goddamn, I'm around here. I'm gonna get ready to clear this shit out. You around here finding something to do. Can't scam people.
How you
sneak up on people?
How you clearing it out going like this? You gotta work, man. That's not work.
Damn, y'all going back around there. Don't come around here with that shit.
Machine
don't
do your job.
Okay, listen, homeboy. Don't you come around here sneaking around here and shit trying to scare no goddamn bikes in all these goddamn wood in the area. Any goddamn thing. Come on.
What's out here?
Bears, chickens, hawks, and shit. Snakes and shit.
Why are there no bears out here?
Do not do me like that, bro. I'm gonna tell you like that. Don't do me like that. Go find something to do. There, y'all go around there and find some quit fucking with me, man.
Start the machine up, man. Let's get to work.
Yeah,
start the machine up.
Goddamn shit, man. You see this goddamn shit.
Start
shit.
It up. Come on,
man,
let's go.
Fuck around here with them goddamn bullshit and shit, man. Don't mind
cleaning
the fucking
up.
Don't worry about what the fuck I do, man. Don't worry about what the fuck
I do. Good work. Come on.
Now, y'all come around here. I'm just telling what the man said. He told me, he said, be careful in the goddamn wood. That's what he told me.
What
he
wood?
Said, these goddamn wood.
Hey, he sent me around here to make sure you doing this shit. Y'all, both of y'all.
But listen, what I'm telling you. He creeping up on motherfucker like he a goddamn, like somebody's gonna scare somebody. You ain't got to scare nobody out here in all these goddamn rooms. Let me stop that shit, man. Everything ain't fucked up. I ain't gonna social media, bro. I'm trying to clear that shit out so we can get paid.
What is y'all
doing? I don't give a damn snake through that motherfucker. Now we're coming out here trying to scare some motherfucking body, man.
Bro, he sent me around here to make sure y'all doing what the fuck y'all need to do.
Damn, I don't give a damn what he do. And you go in there and tell that motherfucker all I give a goddamn shit. Go in there and film his motherfucking ass. Don't come out here filming me.
How you expect to get paid? Both of y'all motherfuckers.
Look at that motherfucker don't pay me, goddamn. You know what I do? I clear all this goddamn shit out and sit every goddamn thing out here on goddamn fact.
I ain't doing nothing, bro.
Come on, let's go. Let's get that machine running.
And who the fuck you for to be?
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
You take your ass back, man. I know we hit that.
Let's go. Come on, get the machine going. Let's go.
Damn, man. Y'all around here with this goddamn bullshit, man.
You over here with a shovel. You got a big machine.
I'm going to get his ass. Watch this shit, y'all.
Hey, Joe, you on the phone?
Yeah, I know that. Say what? Hold on.
You on the phone?
Yeah. I'm on the phone, man.
I want to ask you a question, man.
I'm on the phone, man.
When you was in special ed.
I'm on the phone, man. Did you understand? Huh? No, that's him talking. Uh-oh. Let me call you back. Okay, I'll call you back. All right. All right, bye-bye. You should be on the phone, man.
And you was on the phone?
Yeah, I was on the phone. And she hurt your ass, too. You tell my special ed. I don't be talking about fucking around with your motherfucking special ed, man. Yeah, I told you about doing that shit, man. Y'all talking about on your special ed, man. Ah! 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 Ah!
damn phone. Hey, yeah.
So now she know you was
I don't give a damn, man. I don't care about that bullshit. That's when I was back in the days, bro. I ain't no grown ass man right now. I ain't in no goddamn special ed. I'm just telling you that they had me messed up in special ed. But I was talking to this girl on the phone just then. You see me, bro. You disrespect me. She's going to keep talking about goddamn special ed. Now you got her talking about special ed, goddamn. Goddamn shit, he talking about today. When you see me on the phone, do not say nothing to me, homeboy. Let me sit here and mind my own motherfucking business.
Okay,
you answer that shit, but yeah, get off the goddamn phone.
Okay,
now, what you back on the same when she called me back? Do you graduate from special ed? Hell no! You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit, man. And y'all just taking getting jokes off this shit, man.
But what I wanted to ask you, did y'all go on field trip?
Now, don't ask me that bullshit about no goddamn special ed motherfucker school. I don't want to hear that shit today. You know what I'm saying? This is my motherfucking day. I don't want to hear no shit about no special ed school. But yeah, if you want to know about special ed, goddamn ask me off the goddamn phone. I don't want this woman to know I'm in special ed, bro. That shit, I was young then. I was goddamn 14 years old. Goddamn. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. My bad. 14
years motherfucking old.
I got you. My bad.
Goddamn
my bad.
18, motherfucker. 14 years old. You ask me all these goddamn questions about special ed. Come to think of, I remember your motherfucking ass in that bitch. Shit, goddamn, what school you went to, goddamn? You need to let me know, goddamn.
Back in Jersey, man.
Don't give a fuck, then. Don't give a fuck with me on goddamn special ed, man. Make me knock my goddamn juice down. Goddamn, man. Fuck with me about this damn bullshit. Now, you want to know something? I'll tell you something. Ask me. Ask me. But if I try to get off the fucking phone.
Okay, you off now. Can I ask you the question?
Now ask me the goddamn question, man. Now, I ain't think about this fucking man right here.
When you was in special ed, did y'all go on field trips?
So what?
Did y'all go on field trips?
Yeah, we went on a field trip, man. What else you want to know? We went there, we went to the motherfucking zoo.
Oh, they took you out to the zoo?
Yeah, goddamn right, we went to the motherfucking zoo.
Hell no.
God damn, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all fuck with me, man. Put that shit down, man.
Bro, I'm just looking through my phone, bro.
Goddamn, chill, man. Oh, you that nervous
about
what you're doing? Y'all fuck with me. Quit fucking with me, man. Y'all fuck with me, man. Quit fucking with me, man. I just want to come here and chill, take me a fucking break, and mind my own goddamn business.
Okay, okay.
Y'all trying to get a laugh. Fuck that goddamn laugh. You want to know something? Yeah, I was in special ed. Yeah, that was back in. Yeah, we went on a fucking field trip. But you know what? Come to think of, I never told you that shit. We went on a fucking field trip. Yeah, we went on a goddamn field trip. We took her to the goddamn zoo. And then we got on the goddamn bus, right? We had like numbers and shit. It was A-ups, you know, you had one, you had number one, number two, number three. You had numbers on them. All that shit. Now see, people are going to tell you, but they fuck ass laugh. I'm going to tell you the shit. That's what I'm going to
tell you. Derek, stop laughing. Oh, man.
Seen a giraffe like this in line, huh? I'm rubbing the motherfucker, but that kept walking.
I stay with the motherfucker. I just rub the motherfucker. So I get in like he know me and I know him. So I clam over the goddamn fence. So I clam over the goddamn fence. You goddamn right I did. You don't want to know? You go ask the motherfucker. Did you clam over the goddamn fence? I clam over the goddamn fence. So now I really want to touch this motherfucker, right? So I'm in there with him. So the teacher looked around. She hollered, where's Joe? Where's Joe? So one lady got on the red, I can see the lady running. He ain't got a kid, jumped up here, see you over there with the trail, blah, blah, blah. So everybody, mine, all the class came over with me. Oh, look at Joe with the trail. So I think, hey, you know, I did something good. She gonna holler out telling me, don't move, don't move, don't move, don't move. Bitch, I'm gonna ride this motherfucker.
Talking about culture vultures in the entertainment industry, we cannot forget to talk about the economic leeches that exist in your and I's communities and neighborhoods. Behind me is a block of vacants. And what you'll notice in Baltimore is that there are more blocks, more rows that exist like this, that have been that way for 10 to 30 years. So what they're doing is providing a dollar buy. And they're masking it as an opportunity for the government to give back to urban and impoverished spaces. But what they aren't advertising is that you have to have $90,000 liquid or access to a $90,000 loan to qualify. Now, the median income in Baltimore is a little over $35,000. That's the median income. So in these urban and impoverished spaces, the people who occupy make less than the median income. How, Sway? How will you be able to qualify? I'm sure Sway still don't have the answers. So what we're demanding is that the government drops the $90,000 clause, allow able-bodied young men who people like myself have access to, 1012 Sports, Jeff Thompson, my program, Pages, The Wages, you got Uncle T over East Side, you got Tendaya family over East Side. We have the able-bodied young men, and we have the older men who are able to give them guidance in laboring these projects, HVAC, drywall, masonry. Drop the $90,000 clause, give us the $50,000 so that per unit, so that we can fix up these properties and my people can qualify. That's a viable option. If the rehab is really the goal, drop the $90,000 clause. We have the young men who are able to do the labor. Provide that grant that you can get once you have access, which these people don't. And then allow them to occupy these. Because what we're witnessing is gentrification via white supremacy or systemic racism in law and in practice right before our eyes. And what's going to happen is we're going to allow the government to tell us how we should respond after it's already said and done for their gain, right? We're going to allow the news media. We're going to allow the history books in the future to tell us what was going on. I'm telling you right now what's going on. I was talking to a young brother yesterday who said that if the program was really for us, he said, let me tell you how the program is not really for us, because if we had the 90,000, we wouldn't need the program. You don't need 90,000 to fix these up. That's just a way to exclude our people from the opportunity. So you should take it personal, because they're coming into our spaces to do this. At first you hear about it. Now we're witnessing it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? So drop the $90,000 clause. Or a lot of corporations who fund these projects. How do they fund these projects? Because banks don't just have money sitting. So the corporations that exist in these communities, you have a corporate responsibility to not allow gentrification in the spaces of which you occupy as well. So donate to a fund, $1 million, $5 million, $7 million. Millionaires who hail from Baltimore, donate to a fund and allow these people to qualify. That option, drop the $90,000 clause, or we're going to tear some stuff up.
Burkina Faso's president, Ibrahim Traoré, and his administration have recently taken a bold stance to counter the perceived degradation of moral values on social media platforms. To achieve this objective, a new law has been passed to strictly punish the distribution of what they deem inappropriate content, especially content featuring partially nude individuals on popular platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. As per the new law, influencers who exhibit their bodies in a suggestive manner on social media networks are now at risk of facing up to 2 years in prison and a fine of up to 3 million CFA francs. The law's primary goal is to preserve Burkina Faso's cultural and traditional values and contain the spread of content that the authorities consider obscene or degrading. This decision marks a significant turning point in Burkina Faso's online content management, with the government taking serious steps to protect the nation's social and moral stability from the growing influence of social media platforms. The new law aims to safeguard Burkina Faso's cultural and moral values by regulating the content available on social media platforms. Last year, Ibrahim Traoré sent his minister to the United Nations General Assembly to represent him. It is imperative that you pay attention to the minister's speech to grasp the gravity of the situation.
You, the Westerners, you so much love the Sahel people, so much that you bring your military and your armies to die in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom and human rights and peace, then why is it that an African continent with some 1.3 billion people and the second largest continent of the world in terms of people, with a number that the interpreter cannot figure out of the number of square kilometers and 54 states, has no permanent seat within the Security Council? Such a huge continent with so many people and no right of veto. How do you justify that? Does that not go beyond a state crime? Is it not beyond a crime of the UN that that is happening? So let's stop with the diplomatic lying, the gross lies, which basically involves imperialist powers coming to the Sahel to defend quote-unquote democracy and human rights. And let's talk about human rights for a minute. Let's remind ourselves here of the first charter.
All right, you guys, you might want to get ready for this, because we have four huge X-flares heading to Earth over the weekend. The guy in this video states that you may want to go to the store and purchase some emergency items, y'all. Check this video out.
Good morning, folks. Well, what can I say? After this video, I'm going to the store for supplies. Now we have a quadruple impact coming. Amidst the 10 X-class solar flares over the last few days, four strong CMEs are currently on their way to Earth. Yesterday was the first time in 7 years I had to make three separate videos in one day. We started the morning with one CME on the way. By midday, it was two and maybe a third. And last night, we shared the data indicating that for sure, there were three CMEs on their way here. In this video, we will see the fourth, another X-class solar flare releasing towards the Earth. We'll see the first three on SOHO, the last one on Stereo, and we'll see the Endless Spiral updated with two of these. We'll start with SOHO. Each of those first three CMEs is labeled. We're going to go through this twice. These eruptions are full halo coronal mass ejections of plasma from the solar flares. All three will hit this weekend. The last one, from the last and largest flare you see here on the X-ray flux chart, occurred this morning. Hard to miss. And the same coronal rippling outward from the shockwave of the blast can be seen. Folks, the Stereo A coronagraph isn't as pretty, but it does often update faster. That is the fourth full halo event from this morning. Only the first frame one image is updated on SOHO, but so far, it also appears to show that full halo eruption. And that makes four. The Endless Spiral is lagging behind the most. Only the first two events are shown. But whoa, that's a powerful impact. Extreme density and very fast plasma speed. And don't forget, they're going to need to add two more to this model. We do indeed have four CMEs heading this way, and the geomagnetic storms will be strong. I'll modify the forecast I gave last night, which will still need to be updated again when the Endless Spirals get all four events on there. We should take level 3 or 4 storms, KP 7 or 8, and I have very strong confidence in that. There is now very little chance it'll be a lower level event, and I have upped the chances for a level 5 storm, KP 9, from 10% last night to 15% this morning. I've also taken up the kill shot potential of this event from 5% last night to 8 to 10% now. This is the highest risk I have ever given for any space weather event, and although the chances are still low of this being the event that they call the solar kill shot, the global EMP, the one that takes away our civilization, I'm still heading to the store for extra supplies. I will be back in a few hours, and I will be updating all of this information, hopefully, with all four CMEs on SOHO, hopefully with all four CMEs on the Endless Spiral, and I will further explain the kill shot and what we should expect this weekend when they arrive, meteorologically, seismologically, physiologically, psychologically, and technologically. We greatly appreciate your support. I'll see you in a few hours.
So, I had slight headaches the past couple of days. How about you guys? So, if you've been feeling like this, this is the reason why. Because we're directly connected to the sun. These X-flares are affecting us. Remember, our body is just like cell phones. You know, we are taking this energy on. It's literally changing us from the inside out. So, if you're feeling any type of way right now, this is the reason why. We've never had anything like this before. Four huge X-flares back to back like that. And there's a fifth one on the way, y'all. So again, this video is strictly for entertainment purposes only. I am only raising awareness to interesting situations during these interesting times.
Ibrahim Traoré is shaking Africa again with what he has done this time. Since liberating Burkina Faso from France, the president has been silently working hard to maximize the use of Burkina Faso's mineral resources. And now, Captain Ibrahim Traoré has invited neighboring countries to turn to Burkina Faso to treat their mining residues in the new recovery plant that he has just launched this Tuesday in Ouagadougou. The Burkinabe head of state invited neighboring countries in West and Central Africa to migrate towards Burkina Faso with mining residues where there is now the technology to treat them. What surprises me most is that the equipment in this factory is entirely designed by Burkinabe artisans, according to the CEO of Golden Hand. This is a positive development in the context of sovereignty and therefore control of our resources, Captain Ibrahim Traoré said on the opening ceremony.
C'est une technologie qui ne s'importe pas.
Despite the growth of the extractive industry in our country, it is clear that certain essential links are missing in the value chain. Indeed, while these mining companies generate several tons of residues, the observation is that no company specializing in the extraction of precious metals contained in these mining residues exists on the national territory. These residues are then exported and processed outside our country, which is not without risk in terms of preserving the interests of the state, he said. Captain Ibrahim Traoré insisted that this is a revolution in mining processing in Burkina Faso. What you saw this morning is a revolution. Machines were completely built here. Burkina Faso is the second country in Africa to develop this technology. It's a technology that doesn't import, it develops. These are not machines paid for elsewhere and assembled here. It is this ingenuity of our Burkinabe engineers that I have come to salute. This is a positive development in the context of sovereignty and control of our resources, he insisted. Emmanuel Tapsoba, promoter of the company, stressed that the idea of putting this structure dates back more than 10 years. To listen to him, it was with the arrival of the new authorities that he was able to obtain the various authorizations which were rejected. I just want to say congrats to Captain Ibrahim Traoré, and with this spirit, Burkina Faso is going to become the greatest country. Switching to security matters in Burkina Faso, days after the United States gave an aid to Burkina Faso, the United States reaffirms its support for Burkina Faso in the face of terrorism. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Burkina Faso, Karamoko Jean-Marie Traoré, received an audience on Tuesday the Charge d'Affaires of the Embassy of the United States of America, Eric P. Whitaker. During this meeting, the two men discussed cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the areas of security, humanitarian assistance, education, community health, and good governance. The American diplomat reaffirmed the United States' commitment to supporting Burkina Faso in its fight against terrorism. He also underlined his country's desire to work with the Burkinabe authorities to strengthen bilateral cooperation. For his part, Minister Traoré thanked the United States for their support. He also underlined the importance of cooperation between the two countries to address the security and humanitarian challenges facing Burkina Faso. I remember asking us on my previous video that, why is the US donating military equipment to Burkina Faso, of which Burkina even didn't even ask them to donate? What's their aim? Because, are they not the same people putting sanctions on Burkina Faso? Let me say that Captain Ibrahim Traoré must pay attention to backdoor colonialism that comes in the form of aid. Reporting back on the four French spies still in jail in Ouagadougou, four French agents from the General Directorate of External Security, DGSE, have been detained in Burkina Faso since December 2023. The Burkinabe authorities accuse them of espionage and demand extraditions in exchange for their release. Until now, France had denied that these agents were members of the DGSE, claiming that they were simply techniciens on a computer maintenance mission for the benefit of the French embassy in Ouagadougou. However, an article published by the Magazine d'une Afrique, known to be close to French power, confirms that the four agents are indeed agents of the DGSE. The magazine also claims that the Burkinabe government is demanding the extradition of several Burkinabe personalities, including Djibril Bassolé and François Compaoré, in exchange for their release. Moving to the neighboring Niger, the Nigerian government has suspended mining permits for greater transparency. The government of Niger has announced the suspension of the granting of new mining rights in an act of proactive governance aimed at improving transparency and governance of the mining industry. The move follows a series of recent events that have highlighted issues of corruption and poor governance in Niger's mining sector. This month, a significant quantity of gold in illegal transit through Niamey Airport was seized in Addis Ababa. Anyway, what are your thoughts on Ibrahim Traoré?
My thoughts are, if he allow or he associate anything with America, any other European country, he's setting himself up for future failure. You don't need nobody helping you but the people in the continent of Africa to work amongst them. If you got any European people that you shaking hands with, it might be smooth now, but in the future, it's some crafty counsel. Now, I done told you, we done known these people. And if you ain't gonna listen to the people that knows these people, then you'll get what you deserve.
I've been seeking ya. I've been holding on. I've been trusting ya. I've been holding on. I've been seeking ya. I've been holding on. I've been trusting ya. I've been holding on. This storm is almost gone, and I've been holding on. I've been trusting ya. I've been holding on. I've been seeking ya. I've been holding on. It won't be long.
I don't know if y'all have noticed, but the solar energy has been strong in the month of May. And right now, it looks like we have a cannibal CME on its way to Earth, which will create a severe geomagnetic storm around May 11th. So what does this all mean and how is it impacting us down here on Earth? So let's start this off with a little crash course of the solar maximum, which is the sun's roughly 11-year cycle. And what happens during that time is the poles on the sun, they flip. And so this flipping of the poles, this is the sun today, it creates an increase in sunspots. And so the sunspots on the sun are what are creating these solar flares, and it's like, it's a vortex of energy that the sun erupts. So the increase of these little sunspots, these little freckles on the sun, create an increase in solar activity. The increase in solar activity creates an influx of plasma, X-rays, radiation, all sorts of different frequencies are being emitted from the sun and coming into Earth. And there's an increase in the energy that is making its way into Earth from the sun because the Earth's magnetic field has been weakening. And the Earth's magnetic field is like, it's our shield that is protecting the ionosphere from all of this energy and from getting into Earth. So for the last several days, we have had this sunspot AR3664, and it actually rivals the sunspot, the Carrington sunspot. So if you've heard of the Carrington event, you would know that it happened in 1859. It created a CME so powerful that it completely destroyed the Earth's communication system at that time, which was the telegraph. It completely wiped out telegraph. So am I saying that this sunspot is going to do what the Carrington sunspot did back in 1859? No, I'm not. But it could disrupt radio signals and also create some really beautiful auroras as far south as Oregon or Illinois. So keep an eye on the sky this weekend because you could see some really beautiful auroras in places that we don't usually see them. So even though this influx of energy coming in from the sun is not going to be shutting down our internet, it's worth keeping an eye on and understanding what's going on because it does greatly impact our body, our society, and the world as a whole, because there is obviously a very undeniable interconnectedness between all of the living beings and all of the energy that we're completely surrounded in. So I'm about to get into how this impacts our body and what we can do about it. But first, something interesting to note about the solar maximum or this roughly 11-year solar cycle of the solar poles flipping is that we know it's coming and there's this predicted window of time in which it happens, but scientists are not able to fully know that it is happening as it's happening. It's one of these things that you know it happened once you're outside of it. And that's because they need 6 months of data looking back to detect if it's happened. So one of my favorite resources about understanding this interconnectedness between ourselves, our society, and solar and geomagnetic activity is the HeartMath Institute. So you can go check out their website if you would like. They have books, they have all sorts of free resources, and they have been running all sorts of experiments for decades looking into this connection and understanding how the solar maximum can greatly impact us down here on Earth. So we're just gonna go through some of this stuff here. Every cell in our body is bathed in an external and internal environment of fluctuating invisible magnetic forces, which, by the way, there is this magnetic connection between the sunspots on the sun. And I mean, the poles flipping is this impact on the magnetic field. So anyway, these magnetic forces can affect virtually every cell and circuit in biological or human or animal systems, or even bacteria, funguses, all sorts of things, right? So therefore, it should not be surprising that numerous physiological rhythms in humans and global collective behaviors are not only synchronized with solar and geomagnetic activity, but disruptions in these fields, these solar storms that are happening, can create adverse effects on human health and behavior. These influences affect human health and behavior through our nervous system, through resonating geomagnetic frequencies, or the Schumann resonances, and all these different frequencies. So the Earth ionosphere, Alphen waves, and very low frequency resonances, like radio waves and all that. And so all of these frequencies directly overlap with those of the human brain, cardiovascular, and autonomic nervous systems. So nervous system, because our nervous system acts as an antenna that connects us to the world around us. And so when our nervous system is out of whack, that just completely throws off our whole body. It can create like migraines, pain. And so an influx of this geomagnetic activity could lead to feeling sick, even though you know you're not, or just feeling completely exhausted, run down. There's this very strange, like, time has been feeling very weird for me, but we also do have Mars in Aries and things are just moving very fast. But then we also have this strange timelessness kind of vibe going on because we've had Saturn in Pisces for the last year. Saturn, Kronos, time, and Pisces is this timelessness. It is the depths of the sea. And so when you think about our brain waves, like when you're in a relaxed state, when you're not in a fight or flight response, that's when our body is able to surrender into a complete sense of harmony, coherence, and healing, versus being in a state of incoherence when our body is completely inundated by chemicals from being in an extended state of fight and flight response, and essentially it begins attacking itself. So all of this energy actually impacts the endocrine system, or our hormones as well, creating an imbalance in hormones, which can throw off all sorts of stuff. I have like an hour long video on YouTube that I created in the beginning of this year, if any of this interests you, because I could talk about this all day. And then our heart, which is our body's strongest source of electromagnetic energy. And it's not only pulsating into the environment around us, which we're able to see. And you know, when you can like just feel the energy, when energy feels off, it's like your heart picking up on the frequencies in your environment. Well, it's going through your heart and then your nervous system, and it's a whole thing. But anyway, so what the HeartMath Institute does is they monitor changes in geomagnetic activity from solar storms, solar wind speed, which is what's going on at an increased rate due to the solar maximum, and it creates disruptions in the Schumann resonances, and even major global events like earthquakes. We've had a lot of those lately. But so also keeping in mind, like, this is all just a hypothesis and ongoing experiments. In the same way that we are not able to know that the solar maximum is happening right as it's happening, that just goes to show you that human consciousness is still expanding. We're still learning things. We're still figuring things out. And at the end of the day, all I know is that I don't know. And so these are all just theories, right? That does have data that backs it up, these ongoing experiments, right? But also at an intuitive level, and even not so intuitive, when you just kind of look around at the environment right now, look around in our surroundings, there's this very obvious destruction of society that is happening right now. And there's actually a correlation between an increase in space weather, energy coming from the sun, the solar maximum. There's a correlation between that and important political and social events, such as the start of a war, social revolutions, all sorts of stuff like that. And so this data was tracked for almost like 200 years, looking into the history of 72 different countries. And it was found that 80% of the most significant events occurred during the solar maximum. And this isn't even getting into the longer term astrological transits of the United States Pluto return, the United States Chiron return. There are just very big disruptions happening in our society. However, solar activity, in addition to being associated with social unrest, has also been related to the periods of the greatest human flourishing, with pronounced spurts in architecture, arts, science, and positive social change. We can learn from past mistakes in our own lives and consciously choose new ways of navigating energies or these like cycles and repeating patterns and get off that karmic wheel. And when you look around in the world and see all sorts of just chaos, do not fear. When outdated structures that don't serve humanity collapse, an opportunity opens for them to be replaced with more suitable and sustainable models. At times of such heightened energy influx, we have the greatest opportunity to create positive change in our world and in our own personal lives. Our greatest gifts that we have come into this world with that might still be hidden from us, like psychic abilities, all of these things are coming online right now. And keep in mind, large numbers of people creating heart-centered states of care, love, and compassion will generate a more coherent field environment that can benefit others and offset the current planetary discord and incoherence. So anyway, as a Leo, I love talking about the sun, but anyway, what are your thoughts?
A big sunspot group on the south of the sun has unleashed several X-class solar flares, including four that released coronal mass ejections of plasma directly at the Earth. In the following shots, you can see the flashes of light, the solar flares, and the shockwave ripple outwards through the solar atmosphere. Those are the signatures of the eruptions, and we have a confirmation in all of the data and expert forecasts that four are on the way. Coronagraph images show that over the last 40 hours, four full halo eruptions have occurred. They are labeled here, and each will strike Earth over the next 2 to 3 days. The officials modeled the eruptions and have them beginning to arrive Friday night in the USA, which is early May 11th UTC time. They have the first two combining into one CME, followed by the later plasma shock waves. These forecasts can be off by up to 12 hours in most cases, so this is to be taken lightly, but also, you might notice, there are only three eruptions here. NOAA has still not put the fourth eruption into their model, but we should assume it is coming. They'll probably impact it in the hours ahead, and it will be impacting the Earth on the 12th. Interestingly, a fifth relevant X-class solar flare just erupted at the same sunspot group, but it is turning away, and it does appear the primary electromagnetic push was northward. Also, the initial SOHO data suggests most of the plasma will miss Earth out ahead of its orbit. More on that one in the morning show. So, what are we expecting and what does it mean? We are almost certain to exceed KP 5 and 6, level 1 and level 2 solar storms. I'm fairly certain we will hit at least KP 7, a strong storm at level 3. I give it a 50-50 shot of level 4 storm conditions, KP 8, and about a 25% chance we hit KP 9, the highest storm level at level 5. There is about a 10% chance of us getting the kill shot level event, which is about 10 times stronger than the baseline minimum for level 5 KP9 events. And you might ask, what is a solar kill shot? It's basically a global EMP, where the solar storm is so strong that it takes out everything electrical on Earth. It would kill all the power grids, take out internet, cell phones, ATMs, gas stations, banks, basically. Even the conservative government estimates suggest it could throw us back into the Stone Age and hundreds of millions could die. Luckily, like I said, I only give this a 10% chance, which is still noteworthy, but all in all, unlikely. A big sunspot group on...
Whoa, friends, so we have some news to talk about with our star. Over the last few days, we have had 10 X-class solar flares. In the last 24 hours, we've had 4 X-class solar flares aimed at Earth, all producing strong CMEs. That is a coronal mass ejection. Not all solar flares produce a CME. That's the part that affects us. So all 4 of these in the last 24 hours are headed to Earth. All of them are very strong, and all of them shot off a CME at us. So think about the sun as like somebody with a shotgun. And if they're spinning around in circles shooting it, it doesn't really matter unless it's pointed at you. So the sun is constantly, you know, popping off these solar flares all the time. But they don't really affect us unless they are aimed right at us and unless they are strong enough to hit us, because our Earth is covered by a magnetic shield. Well, as we've talked about a lot in my videos, that magnetic field, that shield, that force field is weakening, and it's weakening quickly and significantly. So as these CMEs hit us with all of this plasma radiation from the sun, it affects us, especially when our force field is weak. Now, we as humans are electromagnetic beings. We have electromagnetic fields around us. As our force field around Earth weakens, and as these more powerful solar storms hit us, it does affect us spiritually, physiologically, mentally, emotionally. You will feel effects this weekend. These 4 now, quadruple, it's crazy. Solar storms that are gonna hit us will start hitting us tomorrow, Friday. We'll really feel it on Saturday and Sunday. So the strongest one actually just erupted early this morning. It probably won't be here till Sunday, even though it's moving quick, it looks. So be expecting to feel impacts starting Friday into Saturday and especially Sunday. And when I say impacts, I mean expect to see disruptions in our electronic devices, satellites, communication, that kind of stuff. Expect to feel, depending on the person, because everybody's physiology is different, but it's normal to feel a little more anxiety, restlessness, that kind of stuff, maybe trouble sleeping, all those kinds of things. So just, you know, take precaution, you know, that kind of stuff. Don't miss your medicines. I like to take a little more melatonin at night, get a little more running in during the day to work off some of the extra energy, that kind of stuff. But also know that we're entering a time period where I call it thinning of the veil. And a lot of the thinning of the veil has to do with how we get energized as electromagnetic beings. As our force field around Earth starts to weaken, and as we start getting hit more of these charged particles from our star, and you got to realize our star, our logos, is it's an energy machine. It's a data machine. It's sending us information at all times. That's why when you go outside and lay in the sun, you get sun codes, you get information downloads. We're getting hit with a lot more of that. This is important because you're going to start having more epiphanies, ideas, aha moments, more understanding, more knowledge and wisdom is going to be hitting you. This is a good thing, but you got to be ready for it. So as we move into the solar maximum period, as our electromagnetic force field around Earth weakens, and as the sun starts popping off a lot more of these storms at us, we're going to have some changes here on Earth. Humans are going to change. Society's going to change. We're going into the Enlightenment period, the Great Awakening. This is all very exciting stuff. But expect some disruptions. Expect the people in power to not be so excited that the people are waking up. Also expect things like internet to go down, power to go out. Stuff like this will happen as these major CMEs hit us. It's like a global EMP. It's a big deal. And our infrastructure isn't that great. It's kind of held together with electrical tape right now, you know? So we like to think that we're very technologically advanced, but a lot of these corporations cut corners and stuff. So when it comes to our communications and our grid and that kind of stuff, it's not the best, and it's hanging on by a thread. And like I said, as our force field weakens and as these storms get stronger, who knows what's going to happen. So it's not a bad idea to stock up on extra supplies. Remember, you can go 3 weeks without food. You don't want to go 3 days without water. Have lots and lots of water, batteries, candles, all that fun stuff, some puzzles, you know, make best of the time in the dark with your family and all those kinds of things, and hopefully none of this stuff happens. But I don't know the last time we had a quadruple X-class event like this, all aimed at Earth. Usually they're kind of aimed in different directions and we get some hits and misses. This one is a doozy, guys, and I would be prepared. I would, you know. I'm always prepared, but I think I'm going to go get a little extra prepared for this weekend because I don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully nothing, but we'll see. Anyways, 4 X-class solar flares producing CMEs facing at Earth will be here starting tomorrow on Friday. You'll really feel it on Saturday, and it's an exciting time. Don't be scared. be prepared, but also be ready for any information that comes, any sort of awakening and enlightenment. This is an exciting time, my friends. Anyways, let me know in the comments which...
5 Space Weather Update for May 8th, 2024. Well, yesterday the sun produced quite an epic event, with multiple M-class flares, a total of 11 in fact, and 2 X-class flares. Most of the action was from active region 3664, and that's currently facing Earth. 3663 also produced an X-class flare yesterday. However, the big news is active region 3664 did produce a full halo coronal mass ejection, and that is heading towards our planet. This halo CME caught up to another CME, and so therefore it is a halo cannibal CME. And shortly after that was released, there was another full halo CME, however it was rather faint. These three CMEs may combine and push us up to a G3 to a strong G4 geomagnetic storm by May 11th. I'll have updates with that data after this video. Aurora Sky Watchers from middle to high latitudes should be alert beginning this Friday, as these coronal mass ejections are expected to begin to impact then. And at the same time that I'm producing this video, the sun has once again released a M-class flare measuring 7.9. But it appears to be rather impulsive and no CME associated with this event. Of course, as always, I'll keep you posted. It's going to be busy. Have a wonderful day.
Officials have issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch for the first time in nearly 20 years. Geomagnetic storms are disturbances in Earth's magnetosphere caused by solar winds that can cause power outages, tech issues, and even expand the visibility of the northern lights. They happen pretty frequently, but this one is a G4. It's a severe geomagnetic storm that ranks as the second strongest type. NOAA hasn't issued a geomagnetic storm warning like this since 2005, and it's happening because of a combination of solar flares and coronal mass ejections that have erupted this week. The CMEs are explosions of plasma and magnetic fields from the sun. Those are what send shockwaves that trigger and disturb Earth's magnetosphere. And at least 5 of them are headed straight for our planet and were associated with solar flares, which are bursts of radiation that can cause radio blackouts. The solar flares happening this week have been from this giant spot on the sun. It's so big that you can see it from Earth even without a telescope. But what exactly will happen? Well, we're not going to know until the storm hits. So for now, you can get the latest predictions at cbsnews.com.
Afternoon, folks. We have a high-risk solar storm scenario shaping up for the weekend. We are going to go over the details of this 4 impact event, the what and the when, and everything we should be watching for in the days ahead. Let's begin with where it all started. A big sunspot group on the south of the sun has unleashed several X-class solar flares, including 4 that released coronal mass ejections of plasma directly at the Earth. In the following shots, you can see the flashes of light, the solar flares, and the shockwave ripple outwards through the solar atmosphere. Those are the signatures of the eruptions, and we have a confirmation in all of the data and expert forecasts that 4 are on the way. Coronagraph images show that over the last 40 hours, 4 full halo eruptions have occurred. They are labeled here, and each will strike Earth over the next 2 to 3 days. The officials modeled the eruptions and have them beginning to arrive Friday night in the USA, which is early May 11th UTC time. They have the first 2 combining into 1 CME, followed by the later plasma shock waves. These forecasts can be off by up to 12 hours in most cases, so this is to be taken lightly, but also, you might notice, there are only 3 eruptions here. NOAA has still not put the 4th eruption into their model, but we should assume it is coming. They'll probably impact it in the hours ahead, and it will be impacting the Earth on the 12th. Interestingly, a 5th relevant X-class solar flare just erupted at the same sunspot group, but it is turning away, and it does appear the primary electromagnetic push was northward. Also, the initial SOHO data suggests most of the plasma will miss Earth out ahead of its orbit. More on that one in the morning show. So, what are we expecting and what does it mean? We are almost certain to exceed KP 5 and 6, level 1 and level 2 solar storms. I'm fairly certain we will hit at least KP 7, a strong storm at level 3. I give it a 50-50 shot of level 4 storm conditions, KP 8, and about a 25% chance we hit KP 9, the highest storm level at level 5. There is about a 10% chance of us getting the kill shot level event, which is about 10 times stronger than the baseline minimum for level 5 KP 9 events. And you might ask, what is a solar kill shot? It's basically a global EMP, where the solar storm is so strong that it takes out everything electrical on Earth. It would kill all the power grids, take out internet, cell phones, ATMs, gas stations, banks. Basically, even the conservative government estimates suggest it could throw us back into the Stone Age.
Electromagnetic pulse.
The Space Weather Prediction Center has issued a rare severe geomagnetic storm watch.
An EMP?
You know what that means.
That for the first time in about 20 years, the Space Weather Prediction Center has issued a level 4 geomagnetic storm watch alert.
It's coming, and soon.
These explosions of plasma and magnetic fields from the sun's corona create the storm. If strong enough, the storms could impact infrastructure, potentially disrupting communications, the electric power grid, navigation, radio, and satellite operations here on Earth.
What would you do in the case of an EMP?
A burst of radiation that knocks out every electrical system in the country.
A series of solar flares have sent charged particles, electrons, and protons toward Earth. These flares originated from a giant sunspot, roughly 16 times the size of Earth. When these flares are Earth-directed, space weather forecasters with NOAA monitor their progress. Coronal mass ejections, as they're called, can disrupt radio communications, harm satellites, even knock out power systems.
And here is everything we need to survive.
Survive what?
The looming kablooey.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah. We are about to be hit by a quadruple CME. This is what NOAA is predicting. I have never seen a G4 storm being predicted. This is serious, this is serious. Basically, the sun had 4 solar flares come off in the last, I think it was 24 hours. And it was like, boom, 4, one after another. Actually, I think it was 5, but one of them is a miss. So we have 4 CMEs headed towards Earth. And this is the most severe of geomagnetic storms that we can get. This is my Aurora app because I also do night photography. So I, you know, even in a lower latitude, I really always hope to be able to see an Aurora, which I can tonight. Like the entire United States should be able to see one tonight. And if not tonight, tomorrow night. But this is what they're forecasting right up here. A KP7 that gets down to Iowa. Maybe some Missouri. KP8 is forecasted for Saturday. That's the entire United States. What does this mean? Okay, so we are about to be struck by these CMEs. And it is the strongest that I have ever seen. Have you ever heard of the Carrington event? If you're on this app, you probably have. So I'm not going to summarize it. But this is the biggest Carrington event potential that we have had. Basically, it's like an EMP hitting the Earth. And they say that it's going to be a global EMP. So nobody has power. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but the trend has been, because the Earth's geomagnetic field has been so weak, a lot of minor solar storms that has suddenly turned into stronger KP indexes, which means that you have seen Aurora in the last 6 months, where you shouldn't have, with the size and strength of the CME that had hit Earth. That's because the geomagnetic field is so weak. And it's so weak because of the pole shift. Now, if you don't want to get into all of that stuff, that's okay. Just realize you'll probably be able to see an aurora tonight if you don't have clouds. And if not tonight, you will tomorrow. So be on the lookout. Look for the light show, but also, in the back of your mind, realize that we could lose power. It could be a permanent loss of power. But we could lose power in communications and everything. So, back of your mind, doomsday prep, but enjoy the light show.
See what's going on. Had a lot on my mind, reminiscing, trying to figure out these things that are going on my mind. Trying to figure out some puzzles. I'm not here to start nothing. I ain't trying to start nothing. Just got some things that I want to get done. Some things that I want to get solved. Some things I want to enlighten myself with. So maybe y'all take a time and to get the opportunity to stop by and listen to my thoughts. Hope so. Very intellectual. So, if you get time, just holler at me. I'm reminiscing all in my room, just trying to figure out a whole lot of things. Until then, y'all have a great day, and thank you for coming in and listening to me. Thanks.